These are headline stories from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago. The Elgin Area Historical Society presents them, and I'm Larry Drayfall. These were the headline stories of May 29, 1918. The Elgin, Aurora, and Chicago Railway employees have voted to strike, but action may be hampered by the U.S. Labor Board. Members of the local interurban rail company leadership were meeting with W.D. Munson, the Detroit-based president of the Amalgamated Association of Street and Electric Railway Employees. The plan currently is for all EANC lines to stop work at midnight on May 31st. There may be government intervention to keep the lines open between the communities, though transportation within the communities may come to an end on the strike deadline. More than 200 Elgin men are awaiting the fourth revision of rules for the military draft. They have to do with physical requirements of the draftee. The Elgin Draft Board is holding a review of the men in doubtful class and will make no comment on the updated ruling, according to its clerk, H.D. Hemmons of the local board. Changes in the recent ruling are apparently the result of men being inducted that are not fit as required and then being sent significant distances only to be rejected for service at their destination. Elgin High School athletes staged a demonstration in favor of the school athletic director, Ivan Dossef. Dossef was not tendered a contract for the coming school term. Superintendent White indicated the status of the athletic director was in the hands of two committees of the school board, which are considering restructuring physical instruction in both the grade and high schools. At an assembly in the high school auditorium, T. Arthur Larson, the chair of the athletic committee, was awarding E's to athletes. After a talk, he asked the letter winners to come forward as called. There was no response. Finally, a voice called, "We want Dossef." The director was located and pushed to the front of the assemblage where he handed out the E fobs. Elgin residents, whose landscape includes rust-bearing barberry bushes, have been given notice to remove the plants or be subject to the city's removal of the plants and a tax lien taken on the property for the removal. State officials Charles Adkins of the Department of Agriculture and John Newman, the superintendent of the food and dairy section of the State Agricultural Department, reviewed concerns with Elgin officials. These are the headline stories of Elgin's newspapers 100 years ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. Visit the Elgin History Museum at 360 Park Street, Elgin.